The radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno is a program called Heartline, and, well, you just tuned into it. Welcome to this week's edition of Heartline. Here's your host, Jim Tuck.
All right. We are so delighted to have the privilege of coming to Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home of Fresno. And Ken, appreciate your work. Glad to have you as part of the team, although we never see you. We just record the program, send the MP3 file to you, and the next thing you know, we have a radio program. Jerry Brennemann is here. We're in her office. And Jerry, we have a repeat customer with us this morning, one of our women here at the Evangel Home. I'll let you have a little greeting to our listeners and then introduce Michaela.
Okay, thank you, Jim. It's interesting when we are about to do the show and I know I'm going to introduce someone, and I can usually settle on something, but it's kind of like right now, Michaela is the example to me of our whole conversation before we went on the air, just a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I was everywhere. And so Michaela ignited something the other day that I was talking about our banquet and the whole family reunion aspect is what I want to do this year. And how Michaela ignited that, she's here in the garden. She's just is an awesome young woman. I love having her around. And I was at the grocery store before Easter, and here comes Michaela and her mother, same grocery store, same aisle. And I thought, that is just so normal, you know, and that's what so many of our women want. They tell you they just want to be normal. They think I'm normal, Jim. They think you are normal. We know we're not normal, but we're a normal that can function. We're an abnormal that can function. And that's what they want to be. And so when you run into each other in the grocery store and it's all good, as the kids say, and you have a normal conversation like you would with your neighbor, I think that's, you know, that's what it's all about.
Well, and on that same, I'm going to get back to you in just a second, Jerry. When the first time I saw Michaela, I honestly wondered, is this a new staff member? Do we have a volunteer here? It really didn't cross my mind that she was a resident because she just looks like a soccer mom girl on the street.
She's very, very blessed that way that all of that stuff she did not trash her physically yet. I think it would have had she stayed in that lifestyle or if she goes back to it. But you're right. And you know, Jim, sometimes that's in a way that's harder. It's like a really beautiful woman who is a drug addict, prostitute, con artist. People will say, oh, she doesn't look the type. Well, what is the type? And so sometimes the people who don't look the type can hide a whole lot more effectively than someone without teeth who cusses, who looks the type, who can't get by with anything. In a way, that's a greater burden for Michaela because she could get by with a whole lot more. You're right. She looks wholesome, soccer mom. Yeah, let's call her Michaela and she can organize the team, whatever, and she can be the treasurer.
Just load everybody in her minivan and off we go.
But there's more to the story.
Yeah, and we want to hear that story. Michaela, bring us up to date. I mean, let's go back and review for our listeners and for us as well. What was going on? Why, Evangel? Why are you here? What was your life?
Well, I struggled with addiction for many years. I was in an abusive relationship with my children's father. That ended, and I got my addiction just really took off for about a year. Got involved in another abusive relationship. Got arrested. My family took custody of my children because my addiction was so bad. Tried going to rehab once at Teen Challenge and didn't work. Decided I wasn't ready. And actually,
yeah, that was your fault, not theirs,
that
right?
That was definitely my fault. I just wasn't ready. And I tried to come here once.
Wasn't ready.
Still went out there for another month in my addiction, and then finally called my mom and, you know, said, hey, what about the Evangel Home again? I'd like to try that. And actually, Jerry, I didn't know this, but she had talked to my mom at a church function.
At a church, and it was one of the mission things. And I'm not usually the one that goes to those. Joyce does. But that one, I said, okay, I'll take that one because Joyce had somewhere else to go. So I'm out there, set up the little Evangel Home display board and all that. And here comes this nice woman with one or two or three or four or five adorable kids. I think she had kids from all over everywhere that day. And she talked to me about her daughter who needed help, needed a program like the garden. And I'm thinking, yeah, that would be wonderful, but that's probably not going to happen. And so what happened was that Michaela's mom brought her down here, I think, for a little visit, which then in my mind is strike number two. because anyone who comes for a visit never stays. When they come in for a tour, like they're looking for a hotel, it doesn't work because they're not ready. They're looking to see what we have to offer rather than what they have to give up. But something happened. Maybe it was God knocking on Michaela's heart. And a month later, she came back.
So you came back. And when was that?
That was in November. I ended up coming to the crisis shelter. And then I stayed in crisis for about 3 weeks, and I applied for the garden program.
How's that going?
Great.
Okay, now what's changed, Michaela? I mean, you're here. You're not in your addiction currently. What's changed?
Well, I feel like my relationship with the Lord is strengthening every day, and I think that's the main reason of why I feel, I don't know, I just feel like at peace with my life now. I feel like my relationship with my family, with my children is improving. I don't know, I just feel like I'm growing day by day.
Well, what about those abusive relationships of your past? How do you plan to handle that when you're back out there living your own life?
You know, I feel very, only through the grace of God, I feel healed from all that. And I don't know, I kind of know what to look for now, I guess, early warning signs of an abusive relationship. So,
is there a class that's been helpful to you?
Anger management.
Really?
Yes. I am learning so much in anger management. It's great.
Wow. Beautiful smile and straight teeth and a nice visage. I wouldn't have guessed anger management. Now, did...
Me neither.
She can hide behind that beautiful smile and nice teeth.
Yeah.
And bite you with them, I have.
Yeah. And bite you, yeah. Now, Michaela, you mentioned the church where you attend and went on Resurrection Sunday, attended services with your family. Did you grow up at North Park Community?
Yes, I did.
So you grew up in a good church with a good family. What triggered the dive, if you will, the submersion into a self-destructive lifestyle?
You know, I really have no idea. I really don't know. I grew up in a really I had a happy childhood. Grew up in church. Was a part of the youth group. Was a youth leader. I'm really not sure.
Just made some bad choices. Were peripheral relationships part of that? Did people help you into that?
I think that, you know, I started working at a young age. I started working when I was 15. And I think I, you know, started dating older guys, and they partied and stuff. And then I kind of just started slowly, you know, I drank, and then it just led into, I guess, harder drugs over the years.
I think also with her abusive relationships, I doubt if there's 99.8% of abusive relationships that don't, 98.9% of them are going to involve substance abuse, I bet you that much. So I think when you add that together, it just is a common duo of and it messes with your mind in a way that you think that's all you deserve and that's all you... Then you get into that whole group mentality of using each other. That would be easy for her to slide into, too. If she's going with older guys and they just kind of just want to use her up for whatever, yeah, pretty soon you just... Yeah, it really is an amazing down... Like submersion, like you said, it is a submersion in a whole... bad lifestyle, and it's hard to imagine how you get into it, and yet I think, you know, we're all just one or two steps behind her. If we get the right cocktail mix of whatever, who knows what direction we go.
Yeah, it really is a slippery slope, mm-hmm. And you get started down and it gets muddy, and as you go, it gets steeper and steeper. Yeah. Climbing back out is the Dickens.
Yes, yes. But I so admire any of our women who can do that, because I can only imagine how hard it is. You know, I say I know how hard it is. I don't.
Right.
I can't imagine how hard it is, so I really have great respect for you for being able to get this far.
Yeah, it really does. And we've discussed this many times, Michaela and Jerry, that... It has to start with a decision on the part of the one who's in that mire. This is not working. Let's find another way. I will get out and make changes. Is that fair?
Yes, definitely.
So what kind of changes will you make, do you think, Michaela, when you're finished with a training here?
Well, just, you know, a big part of my problem, I know, is people, places, and things. I definitely need to change the people that I'm hanging out with. You know, I think that getting more involved in my church again, just basically hanging out with people and being friends with people that are on the same road as I am, that have the same goals, you know.
Yeah, good answer. Now, your family has been a good support for you the whole time, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See, there's another big head start. What about your kids? Tell us about them.
They're doing great. My daughter's 5. She's going to be in kindergarten in September. My son, Stone. And my daughter's just so forgiving. I mean, it's amazing for all the things I've put her through, how much she loves her mom still.
Are they with your folks?
Yeah, they actually live with my grandparents Monday through Thursday, and then my mom has them on the weekends. So it's awesome.
Okay.
So they're able to stay out of the system.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Well, Jerry, you mentioned you ran into Michaela's mom again, and it triggered a thought. We're a little ahead of the curve here, but we have our annual banquet coming up again in September, and Michaela is part of the thought process mm-hmm. peripherally.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a God thing, because we were thinking about banquet themes, and I don't want it to just be a cute little theme that you make, you know, party favors for. I want it to be the essence of our program. So I was thinking of the family reunion, because I ran into Michaela and her mom at the grocery store, and it was just such a regular, neighborly kind of conversation. And thank goodness I looked fairly decent that day. I think it must have been Sunday, because I was kind of dressed up. No, it wasn't Sunday, because it was before Easter. And it was just normal.
So you're actually thinking about family members yeah. of residents telling the story of the changes that they've seen, how God has worked through Evangel Home to affect change in the life of their loved one. I think the family reunion idea is a great idea. Believe it or not, Michaela, Jerry, we're out of time. And it just flies by when you're having fun, doesn't it? So thank you for joining. It's great to see you again and spend a little time with you. And hopefully this message will resonate with people out there, understand God's alive and well and changing lives. So my listening friend, thank you for joining us today on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno. You can find them online at evangelhome.org. And that phone number again in the 559 area code is 264-4714. Thank you for tuning in this week's edition of the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline. We will see you next weekend, same time, same station.